knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
He's Dean, Bill.
Oh, you can't argue that. He's definitely Dean Richards. Normally, you and I get to speak with Dean on the phone, but because of this big WGN Walk of Fame ceremony, right. Dean comes in now.
I hang out in front of the plaque.
Hey, guys, right. Before you start, can I just interrupt for one second? Just to let you know, we're getting word that Egypt Air's vice president is saying that they have found the wreckage of Flight 804, so we'll keep you posted on that. That's all I have right now, but it looks like they have found the wreckage of that flight that went down.
Thank you, Kim. We'll certainly be watching that story as the day progresses.
What a bizarre story to wake up to a story like that.
Terrible.
Again, and that gut feeling that you have in your stomach of, was it terrorism? Again, I think that's what a lot of people first thought.
Sure, of course.
I can't tell you, you know, you wake up in the morning and I get these AP alerts on my phone, Dean. I'm sure you do as well.
Right?
I don't even want to look at them anymore. I really don't, because it's like if I see something there, it's like, oh, God, what is it now?
Yeah. All right. Well, everyone in the newsroom is working on the story. And as the day goes on, like I said, as more details become available, you will hear them here, I promise.
And just speaking of bulletins, though, so sad about the death of Morley Safer.
Isn't that sad?
From 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
Do you know you mentioned his name yesterday?
I remember saying his name at the beginning. I don't remember what
we were talking about. We're just going to get Morley Safer to make that...
Yeah,
and we're just going to be doing 60 minutes. I can't remember what the context was, but you totally said it, and you did the to stopwatch.
Yeah,
so that died too.
The timing on this with him announcing that he's stepping down, and I don't know.
Did
if details,
he know?
That's what
I was reading some stories that said that that's why CBS did the tribute last weekend.
Yeah,
that's why they made the announcement. They wanted to do the tribute so he could see it.
Poor guy.
But that he had been ill. I don't know the nature of his illness. I've been trying to find something out about that, and I haven't been able to find it. But
84? He was 84?
84 years old. The newsman's newsman.
Yeah.
He was.
As far as I'm concerned. Did you see the tribute? I mean, him reporting, like one of the first reporters in Vietnam.
Yeah.
The early days of Vietnam. He was the guy in the field with Walter Cronkite, reporting back and showing us the atrocities that were going on then.
Yeah.
And then like 46 years on 60 Minutes.
Right. How about that?
That's a lot of clock ticking.
Look at those guys. The pillars of that show, from Mike Wallace to Ed Bradley to Andy Rooney to now Morley Safer, the guys who were
the originals,
Murderers Row, they're kind of gone now.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad.
Oh my God!
Is it Don Hewitt? Is that the man who was behind the scenes?
The original, I think he was the original producer, if not original. He was the executive producer of that show for the lion's share of years of 60 Minutes, and really crafted the show into its heyday and what it's become, and its its impact. So it's sad. We're losing, some of our veterans. That said, this week I spent time with 93-year-old Norman Lear, who was in Chicago at the Music Box Theater. There's a new documentary on his life, and they showed the documentary, and then I did a Q&A with him for like 40 minutes, talking to one of the most legendary producers of all time.
Were you giddy?
I was. I'm still giddy. From that.
He's still a very sharp
man.
He
is so sharp and so witty and funny and thoughtful.
Yeah.
And a big supporter of Donald Trump, I understand.
he did say something. Well, I had noticed, because, I was looking at his documentary and watching a lot of All in the Family and things just to get ready for the interview. And watching Archie Bunker, I noticed there's a lot of Donald Trump and Archie Bunker. The two guys are similar. So I asked him about it during the Q&A, and what he said was, sorry, Donald Trump supporters aren't going to like that, but you insult them almost every day anyway.
Yes,
so,
I know.
He said that Donald Trump is the middle finger on the right hand of America.
That is the greatest quote. Whether you agree with it or not, you got to agree it's funny.
It's a very clever.
But what would have happened had All in the Family or Archie Bunker's Place still be running now with what's going on with Donald Trump? They'd have to work that into the script, you would imagine, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I asked him in the interview, if these characters were still on now, what would Archie Bunker think about the election going on. What would George Jefferson think about Black Lives Matter? What would Maud think about Hillary Clinton? Would she be for Bernie Sanders? Would she be for Hillary Clinton? Mm.
And which scarf would she be wearing?
Caftan. A long caftan.
Right.
So we're going to play the full interview. It's not this Sunday, but we are going to play that full interview. And he, I'm considering 93 years old, so sharp and so with it.
Yeah.
And so articulate. And then the next day after Norman Lear, Carol Burnett, who is at the Chicago Theater. She's doing this one-woman show where she comes out, she shows old clips.
Yeah.
All she does is take questions from the audience like she did at the beginning of her show. And it's a fantastically fun, nostalgic, wonderful evening.
She's still got it, doesn't she?
She's still got it. And she's 83. She looks fantastic.
Yeah.
That was Tuesday night. She's going to do it again tonight. She's going to do it again tomorrow night at the Chicago Theater. And tickets are still available. So see some of these legends
while you can.
These are once-in-a-lifetime experiences, I think.
You know, with her, with Carol Burnett, much like Mary Tyler Moore, and there's a handful of others that even though they'll always be known for their comedic work, when she needed to, she could pull off a drama. There's a movie called Pete and Tilly that she did with Walter Matthau, where she's just great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. She's had some amazing dramatic roles. The variety show stands on its own. But she is truly like one of the really great, versatile performers.
Yeah.
And has been through a fair amount of tragedy in her life as well. She lost her daughter,
Carrie,
who had a drug problem. She and Carrie were working on a play together called Hollywood Bound. Mm-hmm. Carrie passed away, but Carol pursued it and got it up on stage, premiering at the Goodman Theater. And I was seated where I was seated, and in front of me there were some empty seats. On one of the empty seats, a feather boa.
Hmm.
Comes time for showtime, Carol sits in one of the seats, I think right in front of me. And then the feather boa, empty chair with the feather boa, was in honor of her daughter, who always wore feather boas.
Oh.
Wasn't she on Fame?
Yeah, for a season.
I loved her, and she looked like a punked out version of Carol Burnett. She looked very much like her mom, but with like bleached blonde spiky hair. I really liked her.
That was a cool night. I'll never forget that at the Goodman because, I mean, Carol Burnett's sitting right in front of me. I'm like, please don't let me kick the seat. Please don't let me kick the seat. But like to the right of me is Florence Henderson and right here is Tim Conway and all of Carol Burnett's friends came to see the opening night of that production.
How amazing.
It was really cool.
It's because of Carol Burnett, Dean, that at the end of every show, I tug on my ear to let Carol's aunt know that I'm okay.
Her grandmother.
Her grandmother.
Or do you do it for her aunt?
I do it for her aunt. Carol used to do it for her grandmother, but I do it for her aunt.
It's nice of you to be a little more inclusive.
Debbie,
He wants to make the whole family feel good.
Yeah. And that's my goal is to make everybody in the family feel nice.
How was Tim Conway? Was he moving
to
a little slow walk?
No, he was not doing Mr. Tudball or the dentist or any of the kids. He was just like a normal guy. But I've interviewed him several times. He could not be nicer. One time at the Paramount Theater in Aurora, as a matter of fact, I remember, he and Harvey Korman were doing these shows where they just come up on stage and they show clips and goof around.
Yeah.
And it's mostly each one trying to crack the other guy up.
Which was
for the whole
their magic,
time. That was
wasn't
their,
it?
Their magic. And it was so fun. These guys are so great. Harvey has passed away, but Tim is still active and doing roles from time to time. I'm not going to tell any of the stories because I don't want to spoil it for anybody going to see Carol Burnett, but she tells some great behind-the-scenes stories about Tim Conway and Harvey Korman. She tells a fantastic Julie Andrews story that if go see the show. I'll tell the stories maybe on Sunday after the show is over.
Okay,
because I don't want to spoil them. But it's so worth going to see the money. And after the show's over, you walk across the street and you can watch Ron Majors.
Right.
Oh yeah.
In the window.
Another legend.
Doing his. I was trying to crack him up. I was trying to be one of those guys in front of the window. Hey, Ron. See, look at me.
It'll work.
I'm on Channel 9. Look. I wasn't even paying a bit of attention.
He's a professional.
I don't even think they can see out the window.
No, it's all one-sided.
I think it's mirrors. I don't think they can even see. Because I have my pants off, everything. Trying to get his attention.
And it didn't work?
Nothing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yep.
Dean Richards is here. He'll tell you what movies to see and which to avoid this upcoming weekend. Stick around, Bill Money WGN. One of my favorite smells in the whole wide world, Dean Richards is sitting right over here.
I'm very lilac-like.
Yeah, very lilac-y.
Yep.
You are wearing a purple shirt.
I just realized that.
Lilac
while you're wearing that. I enjoy a good lilac.
Oh. Who doesn't? It's impossible.
I love a lilac.
Come on. Dean, there are three big releases.
I hope it loves you back. There,
I could only ask this of Bill, but wasn't there a Batman villain?
Louis the Lilac. Yeah, okay. Played by, do you remember who played him?
Was it Milton Berle?
Milton Berle played Louis the Lilac.
Oh, he had that purple suit?
Yeah.
I totally remember that.
That's it. That's it. Very,
you guys
very
are
nice.
Cute. It's like, Kevin, I have two toddlers here in
remember,
the studio with
me. Remember when we watched Batman?
Yep. three big releases. Neighbors 2. I didn't think we'd ever see Neighbors 2, but there
I'm
it is.
I'm sorry
Neighbors
that we
2.
Saw Neighbors 1.
Yeah, I know.
How many years in the making? I mean, when
Forever.
Was Neighbors out?
2 years ago?
2 years ago. Seth Rogen and Zac Efron. Dave Franco, this one of the hottest comedians now. He's got his own sitcom. Gerard Carmichael on NBC, among others, in a fraternity, wild frat house living next door to the newly married couple, Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne, and you know the hijinks that went on. You know, the quiet, fairly quiet yet stoner, a married couple living in the house, trying to get the frat house to go away because they're noisy and outrageous. So you wouldn't think you'd be able to top that kind of intellectual comedy.
No way.
That kind of cerebral storyline, but by George, they tried with Neighbors 2. This time, it's a sorority.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. I see what they did there.
Uh-oh.
It's a sorority next door this time. Now, fast forward, the couple now have a grown daughter who was a baby in the last movie and a baby in the oven.
Yeah.
They have just sold this house. And now is 30 days in escrow. So 30 days, anything could go wrong if the new buyers see this wild sorority that's living right next door to them. The whole deal could be off.
It would all be
off. I tell you, it could be off. The deal could be off, I tell you.
No one wants that.
Not even Hochberg.
No.
This is a deal that not even David Hochberg, of all people, could sum up with together.
Right.
Therein lies the alleged comedy. Zac Efron, also in this movie, where are they now several years later? All of his friends have gone on to really nice professional jobs and relationships, and he's just sort of still wallowing in the same place where he was before. Tries to work with the sorority girls in showing them how they can beat the neighbors next door, but it doesn't work out.
No.
So he joins forces with Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne.
Who saw that coming?
The
no one saw that.
Sadly,
coming.
I did.
Oh, you did.
I didn't think the first one was that funny. I think this one really is stretching to find jokes this time. It's pretty much a one joke movie. It's an extremely hard R-rated movie, and that if you like those kind of movies, that may be the singular reason to go.
You know who can't wait to see it?
Who's that?
Kevin, our producer, can't wait to see it.
I actually loved the first one.
You're going to love this one too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm confusing it with? The Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi Neighbors.
That was Neighbors.
That's what I thought. I mean, how can you have another movie named the exact same thing?
And now a sequel.
Oh, my God.
To it on top of it.
Dean's List on Neighbors 2.
I'm going to give this one a Dean's List C minus.
That's not good. That's not good,
for
Dean.
Me. Just not my cup of tea. I'm sure people will enjoy it. Similar is the movie that's called The Nice Guys. You've got Russell Crowe, you've got Ryan Gosling, both of them are sort of bumbling private eyes who team up together to solve the case of a missing client. The movie wants to be a kind of a wacky comedy, and it wants to be at the same time kind of a serious heist movie at the same time. And I'm not sure that the two things go together very well. It's set in the 70s. It's very stylish, you know, very like retro 70s-esque. That's kind of fun to watch.
Sure.
The storyline I found incredibly dull. The chemistry is the chemistry works. These guys work together, but there's not much for them to work with, I don't think. This is also a very R-rated comedy. Maybe this just wasn't my week to, you know, go check out R-rated comedies.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't think that I'm very prudish about stuff like this. I just didn't think either of them were especially funny. That said, for some reason, this Nice Guys movie is getting rave reviews.
Is it really?
Around the country. I don't understand it, but as the great Roy Leonard used to say, it's why Baskin-Robbins makes 31 flavors. There's something for everyone out there.
I guess so.
This just doesn't happen to be my cup of tea. So this one also, for me, Dean's List C-, grumpy old Dean's List C- on this.
Huh.
Oddly, the genre that I normally don't care for that much, because it's not my cup of tea, is the...
What is your cup of tea? You have no cups of tea this weekend.
This weekend, I have no taste for tea.
That's not this weekend. Good.
But normally, you know, when a children's movie comes out, unless it's a Pixar movie, unless it's something that really has got some layers of adult jokes, something for everyone in it, it doesn't work for me, these children's movies, because they're designed for children,
of course.
Not me. But this Angry Birds movie, I found so delightful.
Did you really? Yeah?
I really kind of enjoyed it. Never played the game once in my life.
Yeah.
The video game. I know it's tremendous. Maybe one of the most popular video games
ever.
In the world. Never played it. Didn't know one bird from another bird.
Did you know why they were angry?
They're angry because the green frogs are coming and trying to steal their eggs.
I can understand their ire. You'd be mad if
somebody was coming and trying to steal your eggs.
I'd be furious.
Yeah, of course you would. You'd,
Bill's had a hysterectomy, though, so
I don't produce anymore.
His eggs are useless.
Yes. Why are we laughing at that? That's
sad. Not funny.
That's not funny at all.
It's a serious topic.
Right.
Wendy.
Right. Come on.
I'm just setting you up for this. Because every time I threaten his manhood, he always goes, "That's not what my gynecologist says." I just wanted to hear you say it.
I'm not even going to say it. I'm embarrassed.
Damn.
I'm embarrassed to be in on
There's
this.
There's no need to be embarrassed.
Right.
A lot of men have that same problem.
I know that. Thank
but you.
You
liked Angry Birds.
I was completely entertained by this movie. I thought it was the writing is funny.
Did you find it true to the novel?
Well, had I read, was familiar with the video game, I might actually be able to take that question seriously.
Do you know
because I think people who know the video game will probably appreciate this in a completely different way as me walking in having zero knowledge about any of the characters.
Do you know they're making, and I'm not, I know this sounds like I'm kidding and I'm not, they're making a Tetris movie.
Yeah.
Right? That's right.
There's going to be a Tetris movie.
And I'm going to just zigzag to my seat and try and find the perfect seat. Are they frogs or pigs? I think they're pigs.
Did I say frogs?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I was.
You were thinking
honestly
Frogger.
Honestly, half asleep during the movie to tell. Maybe that's why I enjoyed. Maybe that's why I enjoyed the rare children's movie.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. The critics fall asleep sometimes.
Right, that happens.
All of them. I promise you, all of them. I'm going to start taking pictures of them so people can see. Dean's List B on this one.
Angry Birds gets a B.
Angry
the other
Birds,
two get a C-.
C-.
How about that?
It's the way life goes sometimes.
Dean, great to see you. Thank you so much.
Likewise.
Have a great weekend. It's the great Dean Richards.
Soon to be Walk of Famer.
He's got a star right there. It'll be on the Hollywood Walk or the WGN Walk of Fame. Soon the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I spend... But what I do now in my spare time is I stand out there and shoo people away when they get a little too close to it.
Yes.
So if you're in the downtown area and you want me to yell at you,
that's your best
come outside, because that's really what I do with all my... And Steve, I will be happy to do the same thing with your star since I'm out there. Happy to do that with anyone
Dean
else.
Dean is WGN's Angry Bird.
Yes.
You know, for 2 years I've had to clean Roy Leonard's plaque, so now that you're right beside him,
I
pick that up.
I'm not worthy to
that
clean
that. That works out beautiful.
Stuff.
Thank you, Dean.
I'm not worthy. You should keep doing it.
A quick break. Then we'll find out what Steve has next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.